This recording, Virginia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm from a really small town in Virginia. It's called Norton. The population is only 8,000. It's the smallest city in Virginia. It's up in the mountains, up in the Appalachian Mountains. And actually, the town right next to mine is called Appalachia. It's kind of interesting. And the city itself is only a mile long. And everybody's really, really close because everybody knows your business. You couldn't do anything without everybody knowing, which has its good and bad sides. My family was unfortunately very well known because of my parents. They worked in two fast food restaurants, and so they heard all the gossip, which got me into trouble a few times. But for the most part, it was really good, and my neighbors and everybody was really close. I've always loved theater, and I studied it there, too. And my high school was only a block and a half away, and so I walked every day in the snow uphill. And I studied theater there 1 year, and we had a play competition in Virginia. And I got to the state finals, and I was the star of the play. I had a girl with a funny nose, and we got fifth place. And the whole city found out about that. They were all very happy. And the city itself is very close. It's about a half an hour away from Kentucky and about 45 minutes from Tennessee. And my city is up in the mountains more than any other one around it. So we get a lot more snow than everybody else. But I loved it. And I used to live in a place called Hillsville, Virginia. And that's about 2.5 hours away from there. And that's more, it's lower to the ground. It's almost on ocean level. But the dialect was different, but I really liked it too. And I went to kindergarten there, and my very first theater experience, that when I knew I wanted to be in it for the rest of my life, I was 5 years old, and my two best friends and I were in the Christmas play, and they were both boys. Everybody was so jealous of me, and they were both in love with me, and one of them was Santa, and the other was a reindeer, and me and the other reindeer had to get on our hands and knees and crawl and bring the Santa in. And the night of the performance, we hit one of the places where all the kids were standing, and Santa fell off, his beard fell off, his hat fell off, everybody started laughing, but I loved the attention, and I knew from then on that's what I wanted to do. And then our other performance that year, everybody had a letter, and everybody had to get up in front of all the audience and say their letter, say a little poem about the letter, and then sing a song about it. I was so proud because I was the only person that had one letter to themselves. Everybody else was in twos or threes or fours. And my letter was S, and I still to this day can remember the poem. It's S is for seesaws and swings painted blue, and also for sliding boards and sandboxes too. My papaw knows the rest, which is really funny. I can't remember it. And then I sang It's a Small, Small World. And from then on, I knew that I wanted to do theater. And I've tried to study somewhat in school, my high school and middle school, but we had such a limited program that was not much of an option, but I enjoyed my life.